As the original sponsor, Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley helped write Florida Stand Your Ground law. He says it sprang from a specific case.
After 9 hurricanes, many people were in FEMA trailers in their front yard. And this couple was attacked in their FEMA trailer. And this gentleman, to protect he and his wife from harm, shot and killed this intruder. And there was months and months before he knew if he would be charged with a crime when he was doing something good. He was stopping a violent act and protecting himself and his family from harm. That shouldn't be the presumption.
Since that time, Baxley has gotten a lot of emails from critics. At the same time, he says he's also gotten emails from people who appreciate the law.
How about from a gentleman who said, I wish this would have been the law and would have encouraged me because I didn't take it seriously, my responsibility. My wife and I got out of a car in a parking lot. I watched her brutally beaten and raped, and they almost killed me. And I will always regret that I didn't take responsibility seriously. And I was not prepared, and I did not presume that I had the right to act, and I didn't defend my own precious family.
Now Baxley favors a bill by Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley to make changes to the existing law. It seeks to shift the role of prosecutors during a pretrial immunity hearing for Stand Your Ground. In other words, the accused currently has to prove their self-defense claim to a judge during a preliminary hearing to avoid a trial, but that would now shift to prosecutors under Bradley's bill.
It puts the burden of proof where I would respectfully suggest it should rightfully be from the beginning of a criminal case to the end, and that is with the state, and that the standard of proof be beyond a reasonable doubt.
But several Democrats spoke against the measure on the Senate floor Wednesday, including Jacksonville Senator Audrey Gibson.
The data shows us that many more people are dying as a result of this Stand Your Ground bill. And if that be the case, why would we want to undo what the court has already told us was the right interpretation to cause the death of more people who were not necessarily being violent towards someone who assumed that something was going to happen?
Gibson is referring to how Bradley's bill stems from a dissenting opinion of the Florida Supreme Court. A majority of the Supreme Court justices rule the burden should stay with the defendant and prosecutor shouldn't have to prove their case twice. Other senators, like Orlando Democrat Victor Torres, spoke about an additional burden on prosecutors from a budgetary standpoint. Foreseeing an increase in these types of cases, he says the state attorneys will need more resources.
This bill adds new burdens to the state attorney's office. Their budgets have been cut, and this year in the Senate, we're cutting $5.4 million from their budget. That means the state attorney on hiring expert witnesses, ballistic, crime scene investigators, techs, going through the immunity hearing, the state attorneys believe that at least 15% of the qualifying cases will result in self-defense immunity hearings will cost $12 million.
But despite Democratic opposition, the Senate measure passed 23-15. Meanwhile, its House companion has one more committee hearing before heading to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.